Test 6. Doctors in Britain are warning of an obesity time bomb when children who are already overweight grow up. So what should we do? Exercise more? Eat less? Or both? The government feels it has to take responsibility for this expanding problem. The cheerful Mr. Pickwick, the hero of the novel by Charles Dickens, is seen in illustrations as someone who is plump and happy. In 18th century paintings, beauty is equated with rounded bodies and soft curves. But nowadays, being overweight is seen as indicating neither a cheerful character nor beauty, but an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So what do you do? Diet? Not according to England's chief medical officer, Sir Liam Donaldson. He says that physical activity is the key for reducing the risks of obesity, cancer, and heart disease. And the health secretary, John Reed, even said that being inactive is as serious a risk factor in heart disease as smoking. So, having bought some cross trainers, how much exercise should you do? According to Sir Liam Donaldson, at least 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days a week. Is going to the gym the answer? Luckily, for those who find treadmills tedious, the Health Development Agency believes that physical activity that fits into people's lives may be more effective. They suggest taking the stairs rather than the lift, walking up escalators, playing active games with your children, dancing, or gardening. And according to a sports psychologist, Professor Biddle, gyms are not making the nation fit and may even cause harm.
Now the passage will be read again.
Doctors in Britain are warning of an obesity time bomb when children who are already overweight grow up. So what should we do? Exercise more? Eat less? Or both? The government feels it has to take responsibility for this expanding problem. The cheerful Mr. Pickwick, the hero of the novel by Charles Dickens, is seen in illustrations as someone who is plump and happy. In 18th century paintings, beauty is equated with rounded bodies and soft curves. But nowadays, being overweight is seen as indicating neither a cheerful character nor beauty, but an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So what do you do? Diet? Not according to England's chief medical officer, Sir Liam Donaldson. He says that physical activity is the key for reducing the risks of obesity, cancer, and heart disease. And the health secretary, John Reed, even said that being inactive is as serious a risk factor in heart disease as smoking. So, having bought some cross trainers, how much exercise should you do? According to Sir Liam Donaldson, at least 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days a week. Is going to the gym the answer? Luckily, for those who find treadmills tedious, the Health Development Agency believes that physical activity that fits into people's lives may be more effective. They suggest taking the stairs rather than the lift, walking up escalators, playing active games with your children, dancing, or gardening. And according to a sports psychologist, Professor Biddle, gyms are not making the nation fit and may even cause harm.
Now the passage will be read for a third time.
Doctors in Britain are warning of an obesity time bomb when children who are already overweight grow up. So what should we do? Exercise more? Eat less? Or both? The government feels it has to take responsibility for this expanding problem. The cheerful Mr. Pickwick, the hero of the novel by Charles Dickens, is seen in illustrations as someone who is plump and happy. In 18th century paintings, beauty is equated with rounded bodies and soft curves. But nowadays, being overweight is seen as indicating neither a cheerful character nor beauty, but an increased risk of heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. So what do you do? Diet? Not according to England's chief medical officer, Sir Liam Donaldson. He says that physical activity is the key for reducing the risks of obesity, cancer, and heart disease. And the health secretary, John Reed, even said that being inactive is as serious a risk factor in heart disease as smoking. So, having bought some cross trainers, how much exercise should you do? According to Sir Liam Donaldson, at least 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days a week. Is going to the gym the answer? Luckily, for those who find treadmills tedious, the Health Development Agency believes that physical activity that fits into people's lives may be more effective. They suggest taking the stairs rather than the lift, walking up escalators, playing active games with your children, dancing, or gardening. And according to a sports psychologist, Professor Biddle, gyms are not making the nation fit and may even cause harm.